This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. I'm glad to be on this journey together with you. And this started just with an idea, and it's now become a start of a movement. My mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to go after their dreams. I can't do it myself, and that's why I have amazing guests just like today's woman here. And also, I'm so grateful for all your listeners. So thank you so much. Get ready to get inspired, because here we go. Before we get started, let's give it up to our new sponsor, Panos Emporio. Panos Emporio is Scandinavia's leading swimwear brand and has over 30 years of experience in swimwear. Panos Emporio offers bikinis, swimsuits, swim shorts, briefs, cover-ups, accessories, along with a fragrance collection inspired by Paradise Islands. The brand has a worldwide loyal customer base with dedicated followers ranging from Hollywood stars and top celebrity models to world-famous athletes and royal families. Go to panos.com to learn more. Today's guest is a renowned clinical psychologist, public speaker, and the author of Breathe, the simple revolutionary 14-day program to improve your mental and physical health. She's the founder of the Breathing Class and also the director of breathing science at the Ash Center for Comprehensive Medicine in New York City. She was also the health and sex editor at Men's Fitness Magazine and a relationship expert for Men's Health. This is just a small selection of all this incredible human being has accomplished. Her name is Dr. Belissa Vranić. Welcome, Belissa.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Can I just say, like, I love these moments because there's so much going on in the world. And when I have the opportunity to sit face to face to an incredible human being just like yourself and just talk, that gets me excited, because in one way, I think it's almost like meditation, because you have to be in the moment. So Thank you for sharing this moment with me.
Ooh, that's a really interesting thought, is that being in a conversation with someone when you're present is sort of a collective or a little group, a dual mindfulness. Yeah. I like that. You have to coin that.
Yeah,
because if someone's really captivating of what they're saying, you are in the present, and we're usually not.
And I think also this podcast format creates the time to really focus, because usually when you talk, there's so much going on, or you look at your phone, or I try not to, but sometimes we do, it will blink or something like that. And that's why I just love this. So I'm not going to talk more about that. But Belissa, who are you really? Behind the title, behind the
breathing.
Behind
everything?
Who are you?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm someone who's found what I'm meant to do. And that doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you figure out really like what you're meant to do here now, it's really an incredible feeling. And I mean, I spent probably the first, you know, decades, lots of years doing things I liked, but that didn't feel absolutely perfect for me. And that felt like a mission, and that I was, every day I would wake up and go, this is absolutely what I love to do. And that doesn't mean that if you have a job, and it's just a job, and then you have a life outside your job and you have family and hobbies, that that's somehow less better. But finding what I want to do and actually having this vocational bliss where I work all the time. Actually, I'm never not working. And I don't have so much of a life outside of my job, but it's okay. It actually works for me at this point in my life. So I'm someone who's in love with my work and surprised every day at how interesting it is and how it really can help a lot of people.
That's cool. So how did you find that mission, and why do you want to do that? Because a lot of times it starts with pain. I don't know if it's something to do with you, but
that's true. You know, discomfort is a big motivator. And in general, as human beings, unless we're uncomfortable, we don't move. And some people can stay very uncomfortable for very long. So I was uncomfortable. I was grinding my teeth. I was looking for a way to balance my stress. Stress had been pushing me and energizing me for a while. But there comes a moment in your life, I don't know if you've hit this yet, where stress actually becomes your enemy. So there's a fuzzy place where it's still pushing you and you're still sort of addicted to it. And then it crosses over. Sometimes it has to do with your age. Sometimes it has to do with an accident. But all of a sudden you realize that you're not controlling your stress. It's controlling you. And I had a moment where I realized, oh, I am not controlling my stress anymore. It absolutely is controlling me. And it was when I went to the dentist and I found I had been grinding my teeth. And the dentist said, it's not a structural problem with your jaw. It's actually related to stress. And I was angry, you know, which is actually part of the problem, is that when I got told that I wasn't controlling my stress, that I had a problem, that I was grinding my teeth at night when I had no control. So I really had to step back and say, okay, it's time to make some changes in my life. So I looked into breathing through yoga, and it's changed a lot. This is not just breathing through yoga, but it came to me because I was trying to deal with my own stress and my own pain. So you're right on target.
So why do you think we breathe up? A lot of us, we breathe here in the chest.
Stress, culture, and myth. Okay, so I'll break it down into that. It's like it's 2 weeks of lecture in class, but if you get stressed out, you start breathing in a fight or flight kind of way, which is the top of your body, shallow, short breaths. So if you continue to be stressed out, or the world continues to be stressed out, or you're just on Instagram all the time, which stresses your body out, most people don't realize that being on Instagram, your body does think it is stressed out. Because you're focused, you're paying attention, you're taking tiny breaths, and even though you're entertained, you're still breathing in a stressed out way. So stress is part of it. And then we have the myth that sucking in your belly is good for you, that bracing your body somehow makes you feel better against stress. And then there's culture, which is everywhere where you look, everybody is sucking in their guts and they're puffing up their chest. It's your typical superhero selfie pose, you know, chest puffed up, gut sucked in. So the combination of those things mean we're going to take that breath that is perfect and in the middle of the body and push it up to the top by the neck and shoulders and completely disrupt everything that's going on inside.
And are you pro meditation? Do you meditate as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you meditate?
Well, I do the meditation that I teach, which was taught to me, which is an active meditation, which is a breath-led meditation. So in my class, I call it meditation for people that can't meditate, because some people can meditate and others can't. And I think there's a large percentage of people that can't meditate, and the whole concept just doesn't turn them on. It feels like, what am I doing? I'm wasting time. You know, it's frustrating. And I was one of those. So traditional meditation is fantastic if you can do it. The meditation I teach and that other people in the world teach as well, it's certainly not a new concept, is let me breathe to be able to center myself. And then I can actually be in this altered trance state, which is meditation in itself.
Yeah. Are you good at that? Like in daily life, are you good at being in the moment and being in that state?
I am because I love what I do. But there are days where I feel like, good grief, like there's so much happened today. I really wish I could slow it down and process it. And I journal. For me, journaling is really important. You write things down. I've always been a big fan of writing things down to heal, writing things down to what's called chronicle the chaos, and just enjoy the moment more, because there are so many, I really feel like you have so many interactions just day to day that are so good that you kind of want to just savor them and relish them a little bit more. So writing them down helps that.
Do you do that at night or in the morning?
No, at night. At night? It's completely free associate. Too many people who try to journal, you know, try to spell check and reread it. I've never reread anything I've written. It's really about writing it down just to think, oh, you know, I hadn't realized that pattern. Oh, or that really works. Or, oh, I neglected this point, you know, or just, wow, what a great interaction that was. Like, you know, or how much I love this friend. I mean, haven't you been together with friends? I think recently there's a really nice trend in really telling our friends that we love them. And I've never been a super mushy person, but I'm getting mushier as I get older.
That's good.
But just friendships, I think that there's a lot of attention to the importance of time spent with friends lately. And that just makes life so much sweeter when you can sit with like-minded friends and talk about things that make you happy and things that are fun and struggles and, you know, daily life.
I think what we are talking about here today is connection in different ways. And a lot of us forget to connect with our own body. I was thinking about this. I feel like I'm a connected person, but I went to my first yoga class about a year ago now, I think, a little bit less, when my grandfather passed away. So I didn't feel like doing this gym and martial arts. So I just saw a yoga class. I'm going to start this. And when I did that, it kind of changed my perspective, because sometimes I was standing in a pose and I was looking down and feeling my big toe against the floor. And I was like, I have not felt this sensation. And if you're listening to this, think about this yourself. When was the last time you really felt your body, or really felt your breath, or was really, really in the moment? When was that? Because a lot of us, we forget that. Is that what we're talking about? Is that what breathing is?
Yes, at least part of it, for sure. But think of that idea as that, when do you check in with your body? Is that we never check in with our bodies, because most of our work, you know, if you work where you're using your body to work, you're definitely thinking about it more. If you're sitting at a desk, less. But if you're sitting in front of a computer, or you have your hand held in front of your face, you're not in your body. You're completely out of your body. You're not paying attention. You're numb. And I really think that injuries that come from neglect of our bodies have risen in the past couple years, because we don't know when we're in pain until it gets really painful. We don't know when something, our judgment of our bodies, of what's okay, our intuition, we're just completely out of touch with that.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but I think what you're doing is so good, because it helps so much. I realize myself, when I really take a step back and think about my breathing, sometimes I do just a couple of breaths, and it changes the whole perspective of me as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It might sound deep, but I feel, oh wow, I feel my lungs, I feel my body.
Yeah.
And that feeling makes you a little bit centered, I think.
Absolutely.
And I'm a little bit curious, you talked about stress, that we are almost addicted to stress. How can breathing help with that?
Well, I think that our addiction to stress is something that's counterphobic. So when you are stressed to the point of fear, instead of taking a step back and trying to fix the amount of stress and fear that you have, sometimes we just try to run faster. So for instance, not that hot yoga or spin is bad per se, but if you're an anxious person that's addicted to stress, the last class you need to go to is a spin class or a hot yoga class, because it's just going to actually exhaust you, but it doesn't necessarily calm you. So we have to look at stress in a different way. Again, technology and addiction to technology is such a big deal right now. And it does put us in a stressed out state, even though to us, and especially kids who have grown up with the internet, that's just normal. Is the amount of information that's running through quickly, the amount of tragedy that happens daily that we hear about, that's just normal to them. And it's good to take a step back and take a deep breath and all of a sudden realize, ooh, I'm here, I'm in my body, I kind of like this human suit that I have on, I'm feeling present, and oh, it's a relief. So it's interesting, because most people, once I can get them to take a deep breath, go, oh, you know, all right, like, oh, I'm here, I've arrived, I'm in my body. Because you're not in your body a lot. You're in your head a whole lot.
Yeah.
you know? But how about like just feeling like your soul is in this human suit and you're feeling like, oh, okay, well, I feel good being in this, and this is a good body and it's a strong body and I'm going to take care of it more because I got to be here for 80, 90 or 100 years.
Yeah. So what could the listeners do right now, like to be better at breathing? Do you have some tools?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll give them away. It doesn't, I don't even care. So one thing you have to think about again is that the middle of your body is where the best part of your lungs is. So most people breathe up and down with their shoulders. And the fact is that your shoulders were never meant to be breathing muscles. Mm-hmm. Your shoulders are just shoulders. You should just let them be what they are. So when you inhale, and this can make people feel a little uncomfortable because you feel vulnerable. If you've been bracing your whole body because you've been stressed from whatever age you started getting stressed in, or maybe just because you're prepared. I know that I'm not necessarily stressed out at this point in my life, but I like feeling prepared when I walk around the street. And I will brace. I'll find myself bracing, but it's more of a preparedness stance. So just relax the middle of your body. Now, if you're a little bit heavy, you're probably sucking it in, which means that just let the middle of your body go. I know I have people say, well, I don't want to let it go because it might stay there. And I will promise you, if you let your belly go, it won't stay there. You will be able to suck it in again later if you want to. But what I want you to do is inhale and relax the middle of your body. And then on the exhale, I want you to squeeze. So normally we walk around all squeezed all the time. Just squeeze on the exhale. And your core will actually get stronger if you breathe this way. It's kind of funny that if you tell folks, yeah, let your belly go for a couple seconds, but then on the exhale, squeeze. You're doing crunches all day long if you're doing that. And it's really good for all the muscles that are in your middle, but they're also good for your digestive organs, which are right in there as well, and your pelvic floor and hips. So everything, it's good for everything in your body. So right now, if you want to try this, which is put your hands on the middle of your body, okay? And then on the inhale, either push your belly into your hands or relax it. So you want to go inhale and then exhale, narrow. And the exhale, your whole body should narrow. You should squeeze all that air out. So inhale, big belly, good. And exhale, squeeze, good. Inhale, big belly, and exhale, squeeze. Now, that belly breath is the intro breath. It's just to start you getting used to the idea that that's where the breath should be. Later on, once you get this, you don't have to puff your belly up because no one wants to look at that. It's not the sexiest look. You'll be able to inhale and exhale all the way around your body because you do have lungs in the back of your body. And especially as a fighter, you don't want to be inhaling forwards because you don't want to soften the front of your body, right? Yeah. You don't want to telegraph what you're doing to the other person. So you want to be able to keep the front of your body still and tight and breathe through your back. But that's an advanced breath. For your average person, just inhaling, puffing up your belly, then exhaling, squeezing, narrowing it is what you want. And for some people, you'll try to do this right now and go, wait. This is actually the opposite of what I want to do. Why does this feel so weird? And it's weird because you spent maybe 10 years, 20, 30 doing the wrong thing. So changing this and going back to the way you should be breathing is really important. And again, one of the easiest things to do is take a look at your cat. Got a cat walking around? Just take a look at it. How's that cat breathing? Got a dog walking around, lying down? Watch him breathe. Got a child under the age of 5? Watch them breathe and just do what they do because they're doing it right.
It's interesting when you say that because it all makes sense. And I haven't thought about it, but the thing when I breathe in, I breathe out, and almost in martial art, when you punch, you breathe out and tense the whole body. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I've been doing this, but in everyday life, it's so easy to forget.
Yeah.
So this, what you're doing is really great. You're actually educating us on how to not forget breathing in the right way, because it's so easy, especially when you're up in the head. And I met with a guy called Sean Stevenson, and he said, my wife taught me to go from the head to the heart. And I kind of love that. because we're so much in our head, right? What are we thinking about? Oh, the bills. Oh, how can I grow my business? How? Why did Belisa post such a beautiful picture on Instagram? Why is my friend traveling all the time? Like, why are we thinking about all these things when it doesn't really matter?
It doesn't really matter. But most people don't know how to get out of their heads. So how do I get out of my head? How do I be in the present? How do I be mindful? Super easy. Take a deep breath. Because that all of a sudden gets you out of your head. Because now you're near your heart, right? Because your heart's actually right on top of your diaphragm. So if you breathe with your diaphragm, you can actually feel a little bit emotional. Because if you've been bracing all this and all of a sudden you take a deep breath, you might even feel like, I feel a little like emotional. I feel relief, but I've had people all of a sudden shed a tear and go, whoa, what's going on? I'm not sad. And it's just relief that all of a sudden now this enormous muscle that's in the middle of your body is now being used for what it's supposed to be used, not just crunched up because you're trying to look thinner.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm thinking about one thing because a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs, athletes, people that want to succeed in something, and they're sometimes under a lot of pressure, or they have a speech, they have a presentation, they have something like, do you have any breathing techniques to use when you're nervous and ready to perform to calm yourself?
Well, two things. If you're someone who gives a presentation or talks or lectures, is that you want to be able to have enough air to make it to the end of the sentence. And I had somebody come in to see me once, and he said, and he was a CEO, very important person, and he said, I am so anxious when I speak, and it's because I don't know if I'm going to make it to the end of my sentence, and it's very embarrassing to run out of air mid-sentence. So that was fascinating. To me, that's fascinating, because the first thing I had to do is look at his breathing. Do you have a big inhale that's going to allow you, because a sentence when you speak is an audible exhale. So are you taking a big inhale that's going to allow you to have a very long exhale? And he wasn't. Because if you're breathing up and down with your shoulders, you're not, even if you give a big dramatic inhale and you puff up your chest, it's still not an efficient breath. So the best breath is one that's in the middle of the body, like we just did. Also for your nervous system, I've been saying this a lot the last couple of weeks because it's just so hits home, is that the way you breathe is the mechanism that controls your nervous system. So if you needed a button or a knob that controls your nervous system, it's the breath. So if you're trying to calm down and you don't know how to breathe, well, you just don't have the mechanism. You're trying to calm yourself down with nothing, just thoughts, you know, which doesn't work. So when you know how to manipulate the breath, you will be able to calm yourself down regardless of the presentation you're giving, of how hostile the audience is, of whatever's blowing up around you, you'll be able to calm yourself down. So that lower body breath that we just took not only is going to give you enough air to be able to make it to the end of your sentence and project your voice, but it's also going to keep you calmer than that one that you'd be taking with your shoulders. And it has to do with the vagus nerve. Is that the vagus nerve starts at the top of the head, and when it notices that you're breathing with your shoulders, it puts you into fight and flight, which means higher heart rate, higher blood pressure, higher cortisol, lower immune system. So those things will only change when you start breathing that lower body breath that's a belly breath, it's an expansion on the inhale and a narrowing on the exhale.
What do you mean when you say live life like you mean it? What I love that saying, but what is behind that? How should a person live life like they mean it? What should you do?
You know, just don't wait to do something fun. You know, don't stop waiting. Just like, it's so hard to get up and do things because you're tired. And I know I'm definitely, I go home, and if I go home and it gets dark, I'm at home. It's really hard to get me out. I'm super stubborn that way. But you have to force yourself to do things that are fun today. Living like you are living, not living like you're on automated, not living like you're forced to do this, not living like you're just resentful of the whole process. Like, if you only had today, or if you only had a week, how would you live? What would you get done? We need to live every day like that. Yeah.
That's great stuff. And you also said one thing that I really like, don't be attached to the outcome. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Bruce Lee said, and a lot of fighters say, if you're attached to the outcome, you will probably lose, right? And yeah. So how are you not attached to the outcome? Because that it feels like that's everything we are. Yes. Not all of us, but mostly like, oh, I'm having a business because I want to create this, I want to make this money, or I'm going to talk to this girl because I want to kiss her. You're always three steps ahead. How do you work with that?
You have to love the process. You have to find something about the process that feels good. So for instance, I've gotten very obsessed with deadlifting lately, and I have a goal for myself. So you know, deadlifting and powerlifting is really interesting because you are very goal-minded, but you also have to be in the moment, in that you know that I'm going to practice, you know, I'm going to lift, I'm going to try to get to that number that I want. But you have to enjoy the going to the gym, the seeing friends there, the other exercises that you do, the fact that you lost weight or gained weight if you're trying to gain weight. So find things in the process that you can celebrate so that your definition of winning isn't as narrow as just the kiss from the girl. Because we need to win more. We need to set up situations where we're winning and we're enjoying more. If, you know, success begets success. So if you make yourself succeed throughout the day, it just makes you a happier person. You're more in the present and you're not as attached to that thing out in the future that you think is the ultimate thing, the quest.
What would be the tool that you would say, do this now and this can... you can at least get started?
I think, now this is going to sound a little bit corny because I haven't talked about this during the whole podcast, but I think inertia is such a problem, and gaining momentum to get to where you want to go is crucial in getting to your dreams. So I would say, like, this is not a primal scream experiment at all, but I would just take a pillow or a sweatshirt and scream into it. And it's more like a scream. We used to have rituals where we would emote, like think of haka, or think of like,
just actually try that. That was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. But I think that we are so disconnected from our emotions of passion that, you know, you talk to someone, you go, you passionate about this? And they're sitting and they go, yeah, I'm passionate. Really passionate. Well, no. Get up and like take your sweatshirt, take something and just scream into it and then start moving. Because we need momentum. And the way we live right now doesn't give us momentum. It actually makes us sit longer. And we need to like get in there and feel that feistiness, that flame, that passion. And I think that just taking your sweatshirt and screaming into it and remembering like, I'm strong and I want to get this done, that can really help you do that.
Yeah. Amazing. So thank you so much,
you.
Dr. Belisa Vranić, I'm good at that last name, for sharing with us today. It was incredible. Thank
great
you so much.
Great questions. I got to tell you, I had a ball.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, really great.
Yeah, and thank you, everybody. And remember what Belisa said, don't be so shy. Come on, out there, scream it, live it. Because we need momentum, we need to go after what we want, and we need to breathe. So thanks everybody for listening in, and thanks to our sponsor Panos. Check them out at panos.com. If you like this podcast, I'm sure you did, share it with friends and family so they also can breathe more and live more fully. So thanks guys, and talk to you soon. Bye bye.